Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios once again from the Iosco Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. How are you, Lynn?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. We were just talking before we went on how things are just flying right by. Hard to believe it was 3 weeks ago you were here.
I know. It seems like, I don't know, just yesterday.
Yeah, we're already in the second half of, the summer and the summer reading program.
Yeah, so we have been rocking.
Yeah, indeed. Well, the last time you were in, we left off with a magician, Cameron Zavara, who's on this week,
yes,
as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so he's, all I can say is, you know, pogo stick and machetes.
There you go. And he's, tomorrow in Oscoda and in Taos?
Yes, Oscoda at 10:30 and Taos at 2.
Yeah. All right. But then let's move along to next week when we get things started with the Library of Rock.
Yes, that's the Acting Up Theater Company. They do a play on the theme every year. And this one, it's, you know, Tommy's growing up in Dullesville. So you can imagine what kind of library. But then he moves to Rockville. And oh, fun library. These guys, the jokes, and they get everybody in on it. They're really up to date on their popular culture and stuff. A lot of stuff goes over my head, but the kids get it, so that's pretty good.
All right, now where's the Library of Rock, the Acting Up Theater Company, going to be?
On Tuesday the 17th, it's going to be at the Parks Library at 10:30 a.m. and the East Taos Community Center at 2. And then Wednesday, Plainfield at 2 p.m. and the Omer Little Eagle's Nest at 6. And then Thursday the 19th, Augray at 10:30 and Mary Johnston at 2.
All right. And then that next week, it's Family Fun.
Yes, and that's our crazy week. There's like 4 days, 5 programs.
Yeah.
It's wild. I always have one, so you can make all the libraries. That's with Guy Lewis. He sings. He has all kinds of musical instruments. We get up. We dance. It's fun for everyone. Everybody does it.
All right. Now, where's Guy going to be?
On Tuesday, July 24th, he's going to be at the Parks Library at 10:30 and the East Taos Community Center at 2.
All right. And then we all know this guy.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Dennis.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Mr. Dennis?
Exactly.
You know, at Whittemore, we have parents, grandparents have all been watching him for years. And that's probably one of my bigger programs there.
I believe that, yeah. Now, where's magician Mr. Dennis going to be?
He's going to be at Whittemore the 25th at 10:30.
Okay. Wow, so just one stop for Mr. Dennis.
Yes.
So make plans accordingly.
He's a busy man. He's got things to do.
There is another thing going on Wednesday the 25th.
Yep, in Plainfield. It's going to be Falconer Jenny Schroeder. She is a licensed falconer, and she brings in some raptors. She brings in different falcons. She brings in hawks, and we talk about their habitats and what they do. And these are all full-flighted animals, so we can't touch them.
Yeah.
But they're just beautiful to look at, and she knows so much, and she's really fun.
Okay, now where's Jenny going to be?
Hale at 2 p.m.
Oh, see, and here I thought she'd be at Omer Little Eagles the next, right?
Because of Birds of Prey. She has been there. She has been.
All right, then we wrap up the week with some greatest hits.
Yep, this is Jeff Warr. Warborzik, I have a hard time with his name.
Yeah.
He is a magician. He has been doing magic for 30, 40 years, and he is such a professional one, but he's fun. And, you know, how do they do
yeah,
those
I
magic
know.
Tricks?
I know.
And they make it seem so effortless,
right.
And they just suck us right in. And
that's
we
right. But
we figure it out.
We don't want to know
no,
how it
I
works,
do not.
Yeah.
I do not.
See, I'm the same way. Yeah.
But he's always fun. We haven't had him in a while, so I'm looking forward to seeing him.
All right. Now, where's he going to be?
On Thursday, July 26th, he's going to be at Gray Community Library at 10:30 a.m. and the Mary Johnston Memorial at 2.
All right. In Standish there. And, of course, we went through things pretty quick. They can find the full list, I would imagine, at any of the branch libraries.
Any of the branch libraries. We have our orange brochures that are available everywhere. And if you go to IOSCOAranaclibrary.org, that gives you all the children's programs. That gives you all the adult programs, everything that's going on at the libraries. You would be surprised what's going on.
I am not surprised how many things are going on during the summer. In fact, I am not surprised because I know we're going to get you back in here, I think, one more time this summer.
Yes. I had a really nice year, so I'm doing a couple of weeks of bonus programs, one day, one place type things.
Well, good. Well, we will get you in later on this summer. But again, from the Iosco Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow, always a pleasure to have you in the studios, Lynn.
It was good seeing you.